This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Once a month on this program, we do a segment that is all about you. Your questions, to be just a tad more precise, about business and the economy and what you might be curious about. It's a segment that we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blatant.
Today, a topic that seems to be every presidential candidate's favorite punching bag.
We need to actually reform the tax code. Go to a 3-page tax code.
Make the tax code fairer, flatter, and simpler.
We have to drive a stake through the heart of the IRS and our terrible tax code.
I will rewrite the tax code so it rewards hard work and investments here at home, not quick trades or stashing profits overseas.
We had Marketplace's Kimberly Adams tackle this question from listener Rick Stone of Papillion, Nebraska.
Why does it appear like no politician knows how the tax code is generated?
Something about the way the presidential candidates talk about the tax code seems a little off to Rick.
As I thought I understood it from civics class, the tax code was created every time somebody created a law that gave somebody a tax break.
That somebody creating laws being Congress.
The IRS's job was just to compile that into a single document so that everybody could find it.
You seem pretty knowledgeable about the tax code. Have you taken any classes, or are you just remembering what you learned in civics?
That's exactly it. Just what I remember from high school civics.
I thought his teacher would be so proud, so I tracked her down.
My full name is Sandra K. Dashley, and I was a teacher at Linda McKinley High School. I taught social studies, government history.
For 33 years in Columbus, Ohio, Ms. Deichley is now in her 70s and still lives in Columbus. Over the years, she figures she taught about 1,500 students, stuff like tax basics and how to file their returns.
I would explain the tax rate, how it worked, and then when we talked about taxes, we would talk about whether taxes were fair for everyone.
So I asked her Rick's question about the tax code and whether presidents have the power to change it.
Of course not. No one president can act and do that all by himself, but it's politically the correct thing to do. You try to get the voters' attention.
Rick remembered his lessons well, but there's something else. Making the tax code simpler could actually create more work for the IRS. That's according to Eugene Sturley, a tax policy expert at the Urban Institute.
The 611 is the broader allowance of deduction for depletion.
He showed me a copy of the tax code.
Most of the words that are written down are written by IRS and Treasury in interpreting the law. The law itself is small compared to these regulations and rulings.
The tax code is the law, written and passed by Congress. But there are tens of thousands of pages of explanations, regulations, and legal decisions that go with it.
Sometimes the law is a very simple statement. It might be two sentences defining some very complex area of the law. So in that case, you're going to have a huge number of words trying to define exactly what that means.
Sounds complicated, and that's why I didn't explain it that way.
Sandra Deichley says the high schoolers she taught in the 70s just wanted to know how to get their refunds.
Occasionally, when I was teaching, would have a student come back and say, "Will you check my taxes for me?" So after school, I would look over their tax forms.
Others, like Rick Stone, held on to what they learned for decades. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Like I said at the beginning, we need you to make this segment work, so please send us your questions, whatever you might have been wondering about. There's a link where you can do that on our website. It's marketplace.org.